This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace recently launched the latest version of their platform, Squarespace 7, which has a completely redesigned interface, integrations with Getty Images and Google Apps, 15 new templates, and an incredible feature called Cover Pages. Try the new Squarespace with a free trial at squarespace.com and enter offer code OMFG at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace. Start here. Go anywhere.
Boyhood, the best-reviewed film of 2014, is available today on Blu-ray Combo Pack and Digital HD. Acclaimed writer-director Richard Linklater follows the same actors over 12 years to tell a groundbreaking coming-of-age story like none other in film history. Starring Patricia Arquette and Ethan Hawke in their Golden Globe-nominated roles, Boyhood is also nominated for Best Picture Drama and Best Director. Buy it today from Paramount Pictures, rated R.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Refiel.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Hi, Deanna. Oh,
Emily.
Hi.
Have you had youthful thoughts this week?
I really have. There is something that I have been thinking about, and that's phone use.
Go ahead. Cell phone use.
So it, I don't know about you, but for me, it's come up in my relationship where my fiance is like, can you put your phone away?
Oh, he's telling you.
Right. But, you know, it's like we live in a culture where we're always on our phones. Where do you draw the line?
A woman who produces things and you have to be at the ready.
You're kind of on call, you know?
Right.
So it's like, where do you draw the line?
Great question. I mean, personally, I know recently, like if I've gone out to dinners with friends, and it is really hard to get a group of people out to dinner on any given evening. And I've said, like, guys, let's all take our phones and put them away and be with each other.
I love that.
You know, and I think that I'm curious to hear what somebody younger might think, because I only see people, like, in – and we're guilty also, but, like, kids in their 20s and younger, they're just, like, stand around in a circle all on their phones looking down.
It's so weird. I mean, you're not interacting with each other. You're kind of like, oh, my God, did you see this?
And then you're back down.
And then you're back to your phone.
Or you might even text it to them.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, you're on your phone already.
Right. Who do, we have Kevin Kimmel coming in today.
Oh, bless his heart.
What is he? How old is he?
Kevin Kimmel is 21 years old.
I just saw him outside. He's a biggin.
He is very tall. He's someone you would ask to help you move.
It's like a lumberjack.
He's very big.
He's a hearty looking boy.
He's also very sweet.
Oh, good.
I've had the pleasure of working with him a little bit, and he is such a nice guy.
And he's a 21-year-old.
He's a 21-year-old young man.
I feel like he could almost, like, I wonder when, like, how young he was when he got away with not being carded, because he just looks older.
I think we should ask him.
I think it's his size.
Let's bring him in here.
Okay, great. OMFG! Okay. Kevin,
yeah.
We're coming for you
right
now.
Bring it.
Do you understand that?
That sounds aggressive, but
yeah.
I'll take it.
Thank you so much for being here.
Of course, yeah. I got nothing better to do.
No, we'll take that too.
So you're not a busy man, is what you're saying?
Generally, no.
No, okay, great.
What are you doing with your time?
With my free time or my
whatever your
just,
however your
just day to day
time. What's your time? How do you fill your days?
Well, I work.
Okay.
I worked 6 days a week before.
Whoa!
But now I'm an executive assistant.
Excuse you.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
I like to refer to myself as a professional executive assistant, just in
That's
case.
That's nice. Just to lengthen it a little.
Just
bit.
So no one gets confused.
Right.
Know.
So what is some of the duties of an executive assistant?
I like to point a lot
yeah,
in every
a lot
which
of
way
pointing.
And guide people. And no, but I don't know. I just make schedules, and my boss runs a lot of the social media stuff, so I deal with a lot of Twitter and Facebook and a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah, executive assistants. I have a friend who was the president of the assistant organization union type deal in New York.
So she was definitely – or he was definitely professional.
Professional. Very executive. Assistant.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you're making bank, but I know one can make bank.
One can make bank.
As an executive. You better be on your shit, too. You can't be dropping any kind of balls.
No, which is very counter what I – usually,
yeah, I'm not.
You're dropping balls everywhere.
I gotta say, I'm not. What's presented in front of me doesn't
you wouldn't
scream
imagine.
Executive assistant.
That's why I always have to clarify executive part and professional, of course.
Thank you for clearing that up for us.
I mean, some people.
I mean, look,
they
you
just
look,
don't get it.
You look very nice, but you have a mellow vibe about
tease,
you.
You tease. I'll take it.
I mean, you kind of have a little bedhead going on.
Yeah, well, I worked a full day. I just got off work, and I looked like this morning anyway. Though, so
you just brought us what you already had.
Yeah, I'm bringing everything to the table.
Bringing the whole thing. Got a little Chicago shirt on, a plaid shirt in front of it.
Yeah.
No big deal.
No.
Little scruff on your face. You're very tall.
Yeah, I'm a tall individual.
Tell us the deets.
I'm 6'5".
6'5".
It's almost too tall.
It is kind of bullshit. A little too tall.
It's a little
You're
too
the
tall.
Guy that I hate at the concert.
Yeah, exactly. I always make sure to apologize to people, everyone around me. Like when I get on, whenever I board a plane, I always apologize to the person. I'm sorry, I'm a monster, you know. I'm going to take my seat next to you.
That's cute.
I'll just try to be as small as possible.
I'm going to bleed into your row, but that's okay.
And I'm always the girl who unapologetically, I'm 5'3", unapologetically will take the aisle and be like, oh, you can stuff yourself right into the middle.
Into
I have no
center.
Problem with that.
Well, I'm a firm believer that it is assigned seats. I wouldn't want you to be like, oh, this guy is tall. I got to give him a, no. I fair is fair, you know?
Right.
I was born this way.
Now, when I saw you outside in the hallway just mere moments ago, I said to myself, this does not look like a 21-year-old man.
No?
You look older.
Oh.
Now, I'm looking right in your face.
Into my soul.
The soul, and I am seeing youth.
Ah.
But.
Oh.
I can imagine that when you were you could maybe have gone to a bar a couple years ago and gotten away with.
I never really was one to go out to bars and all that stuff. I still aren't.
But you had like a magic power. Why didn't you use it?
I
you
know.
Still aren't. It's fine.
It's I did have a buddy who was 6'7", much larger than me, so
he
would kind of take care of all of that.
Okay,
like go into 7-Eleven and duping.
Get the beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. So he
was in charge of being
somehow height equals I'm old enough to buy beer.
Exactly, and it also meant that he was older than me somehow.
Yeah,
my fake ID in college was a girl who vaguely looked like me. Mm. But she was 5'7", which made it super legit because she was very tall. So I always had to wear these huge heels to be like, this is me. I am tall and old.
Did you always talk a little deeper, too?
Yeah, for sure.
This is me.
I am tall and old.
This is my ID.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, are you one of those guys? Are your friends constantly on cell phones and, not looking at each other and just texting? We were just trying to unpack that a little
bit. Yeah, I feel like at this point, it's kind of something I don't even really notice anymore. If I'm two on my phone and there's a silence, then that's when I'll notice it. It's like, what are we all just doing here, sitting here? But I'm usually not that guy who does. I'm the guy who's sitting there in silence, like, all right, guys,
Okay.
Put your phone away.
By the way, I'm here.
Yeah.
And do you think
who are you texting?
Guys,
me? I'm sitting right here.
And might they even be texting you?
They could sometimes.
Come on.
Yeah, this guy right. You see this guy right here? It's like, yeah, we're in the same room.
Oh, that's so sad. I mean, do you think that's becoming the norm? Is that the new way? Or will we go back to a time where we
simpler times?
I think we will go back to a time. Oh. I feel like we'll all communally I feel like it'll be a cycle. At one point, we'll be like, hey guys, let's go back and let's put this away. You know, we don't need this. And then one day something else cooler will come out. But yeah.
Well, it's almost like that podcast Serial is like so huge and so crazy right now, right? And all it is an old-timey radio show. In fact, we're kind of just doing an old-timey radio show right now here as well.
Oh, look at that.
And that is something that's...
Exactly. It goes... It's like a cycle, you know?
Yeah, that's like, granted, it's in one's ear and it's a private experience, but the way the entertainment is coming to you is very old-timey.
The medium.
Which is interesting because it's like the 90s fashions are back.
Yeah, I was going to say fashions, but then I would have to defend that, and I don't know anything about it.
Well, you're kind of grunge right fashion. Now.
Oh, I'll take it.
A little grunge.
Yeah, which is 90s.
Right.
Which so is, it's like, right there you go.
What would your favorite bands be in the 90s?
In the 90s? Oh, well, I feel like now I have to say like Pearl Jam because of grunge.
Yeah, for sure.
But my favorite band is Modest Mouse.
Oh, I love them.
They're in the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about music.
Fair enough.
So you work for someone who helms like a social media situation.
Partially, yeah.
And what are they trying to like – is there like a lot of talk about like how do we get followers and
– Well, it's just – yeah, it's a more of a like – just trying to, get as much people in as we can.
Okay. What are you doing to do that? Like, give us
some
tips.
Well, I'm just kind of the person who compiles all the spreadsheets of, like, Twitter handles and followers of all the
guests. Do you have ours on that at all? Or?
Not yet. Oh, but I actually am compiling it right now.
It's at OMG.
Oh, I have that one. Yeah.
Pod. OMG pod. Don't forget the pod.
POD.
Yeah.
Another band.
So you can just put that on whatever spreadsheet you want and just get it out there.
Fling it out there.
Thank you.
We will tweet out whatever you want.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We have, I think OMFG Pod has 50 followers right now. So
I looked it up.
We just got started, so we don't need to hear that.
You gotta start somewhere.
Oh, so that's why you came in with this outfit? Because you looked up how many followers
and
we had?
And I was like, you know what? 50, they're only getting my normal outfit.
What would you have come in if you saw 100G? What would you have come in with?
I don't know. I would have rented a suit of some kind.
a suit?
No, I don't think I know how to do that. Oh.
Ask a youth. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
No.
Hi, my name's Jason.
Oh, hi, Jason.
I have a question for you.
Me, yeah.
Okay, so I know how.
But you don't know when.
No, I know how to turn on my Apple TV, and I know how to watch a show.
Yeah.
But I don't – when the show's done, I don't know how to go – I don't know how to go back to watch a different show.
Like I think there's
– I literally love just have this
to
question.
I just have to turn – what I do now is I turn off my Apple TV.
Oh, that's a process.
And then restart it.
I know that there's
there's a back arrow, but it doesn't go back.
It doesn't – I think there
is
a home button. How old
are
21.
You? So you're of the age. So I have this Apple TV.
Yes, sir.
The arrow button, there's an arrow button for forward and the arrow button for back. If you hit the back arrow button, what it does is it rewinds the show you're watching.
So maybe it has nothing to do with like back. It's like a rewind
exactly.
Button.
So where but I mean,
isn't it's, there more? It's than, Apple, I mean, I'm trying to picture the remote. It's a small little silver thing.
There's literally like what it's.
And it's just
Apple,
a wheel.
So there's
it's just a wheel.
There's nothing.
If
a show,
I were here,
you finished
on an Apple TV right now.
Right.
I could get you back. I could get
so
you
it's just
back.
So intuitive.
Try the middle button.
So it's so in tune.
I think
with
there's
your,
another button on
like
there.
Like your brainwaves of a 21-year-old brain and my brain. At 23,
I don't.
You are not 23, sir.
I don't own an Apple TV, but I've fiddled with them.
Filthy.
I think I could.
Okay.
I think I could.
Maybe you guys can exchange information after,
maybe.
And we can have like maybe a FaceTime.
I would like
to
know
FaceTime, and we'll get there.
There are a lot of people that are just turning their Apple TVs off and then rebooting.
That can't be right.
There are.
I know it's not right, but I don't know.
And you know that you're not alone.
Oh, I know I'm not alone.
I think
at least 50% of people are just giving up.
They're just like throwing their remote into the fish tank.
They've watched one show. And
well, if they could find the remote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, very good point.
And I do have just one more quick question.
Bring it up.
Someone texted me, we're going to ham tonight.
Yeah.
Huh?
I know that one.
Whoa, okay. We're going to ham.
And it was, ham. By the way, it was in all caps.
It, which usually means that it's an acronym.
Mm-hmm. No, I know it's acronym. Yeah. I want to know what
hard for. As a motherfucker.
Oh.
At least I'm 85% sure. I think it's a song. It's in a song.
That
what
makes
song?
Sense.
Do you
that
know?
Makes sense.
I couldn't tell
that
you. I couldn't sense. Tell you.
I think you're correct.
And we're just that losing sense. That second A.
Yeah.
Our producer's going to figure this out, what song it is from.
But
hard
I like
as
that.
A motherfucker. Maybe.
To me, kudos to your generation.
But it sounds like they were going to a ham. That's how
no,
you present it.
No, we're going to ham.
We're going
tonight.
To go ham.
We're going to like. Oh, we're going as ham. We're going hard as a motherfucker tonight.
Oh yeah, it's the Jay-Z and Kanye West song.
Oh,
H-A-M.
That's the name of the song.
Hard.
Now they're two
as
different,
a motherfucker.
They're two different people.
They are two separate people. Yeah. Okay.
Come on now.
No, I knew that. I knew that. And I do want to know, and now that we're on the subject of music, this is my final question
yeah,
for you guys.
It.
I don't want to take up all your time.
No,
but
this is fantastic.
I think I get her, but I don't get her.
Great.
Mm.
Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Just
I don't think
there.
I could even
explain her.
Begin to explain.
Okay, so she's
just
unexplainable.
I like you trying to try.
Because I saw, like, I get.
I don't know.
There's a Nazi thing, and then kind
Nazi?
Of a.
Nazi?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The
what
new
were
video.
Doing?
Yeah, I think she's not the greatest of people. I think she's like.
Oh, I'm not saying she's not.
No,
she's
like
not
that.
A Nazi. She's definitely not a
wait
Nazi.
Wait a minute, guys. What are we talking about?
Nicki Minaj.
Right, that part I got. Nazi? She has a Nazi.
Sure.
She has a swastika
in her video.
She has this new video, which I'm probably. Similar to you, I watched 20 seconds of it because someone told me to and I was done.
Okay.
But it's like a cartoon and it is Nazi imagery, not swastikas per se, but
what?
Like the closest thing to it.
What
it's
is
like,
it?
It's sort of a cartoon like
the hand motions
music
and stuff,
video.
Or?
And it's,
mustache?
She's leading like people that are goose stepping and it's all about her
she's
thing.
Hitler.
And it didn't feel.
In the video, she's Hitler?
I don't know if she
Nicki Minaj is Hitler. That's what we learned today.
So my question then after so you can't explain Nicki Minaj.
Not really.
And you shouldn't have to. But my question then after that is then is it just that like a generational thing where like symbols and images are just out there and you can just take
what you will?
Without meaning and it doesn't really matter.
I feel like there's also like, a controversy aspect of it. Like she wants people to be like,
flapping their lips.
Well,
that's Nazism right there. And she could be like, no, it isn't. It's art. You
right.
know?
I have big boobs.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, I'm just going to throw out there a version of that we grew up with, which is Eddie Murphy on SNL spoofing. God, what was that show called?
The Little Rascals.
The Little Rascals.
Yeah, he was Buckwheat.
So much Buckwheat.
But why is that bad?
But the difference is that this is clearly not a spoof. Like she's not like haha.
Sure, and
Hitler's
SNL
an idiot.
Is clearly a
right,
spoof.
Right.
But what ended up happening was that since it was taken out of its context, it became a thing for us. Where like I don't know if this happened where you live,
no,
but this happened where I live. Kids wore T-shirts that said Otay, and
yes,
it had Eddie Murphy on it with an afro. Which is clearly not how he intended it.
Perfect point.
And this may not be how Nicki Minaj is intending it.
I don't think she did.
Didn't intend that?
Oh, I'm sure. Because he was spoofing the racism of the show.
Oh, I gotcha.
But it became something where people were like, oh, Tay, that's so funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it became its new a new thing. Which he did not intend.
And,
Nicki Minaj is making
Nicki Minaj
a call
is like
back.
The Eddie Murphy of our generation.
I'm so glad you said that.
So I guess my most important question is like, is Nicki Minaj aware of her using this?
I don't know.
Like it's clearly not satire.
I feel like she herself isn't aware, but whoever's in
but
charge
she's,
is
they're just like this music
Here's
video
the thing,
director
guys,
is amazing.
I did watch the Nicki Minaj like special, like behind the scenes where she was.
Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. I mean, I just want to let you guys know I'm on the ground floor with that information. And she is smart as a little whip in terms of.
So she does know.
So it could have been her.
She does know.
I am of the opinion that she be knowing.
Really?
Okay. It's pronounced to her.
Yes. So she's that's like, just she's to be clear, she's making a
no one here is
reference.
Saying she's supporting Nazism at all.
No, no.
It's
well,
just
I haven't seen this video.
I have no idea.
So you're not ready to absolve her just
yet. I would like
to
like get my eyes on it before I make bold statements. But, you know, she could also be just talking about the power of leadership.
Oh, wow.
Don't think so.
Oh, wait.
Because, by the way, the song...
Yeah.
Is like
Killjuice.
No, not it's not it, it's the opposite. It's anthem. Like my booty is hot or what is it?
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like
Real
it's
Jackson.
Literally no just idea. Does anyone know? No, we
so
don't.
It's is it on the booty album where she's that
it's
cover?
It's a lot of booty, a lot cover. Of like
Oh,
like the
Anaconda. Anaconda.
Yeah. Do you like that cover, Kevin?
I mean, I saw
Where do you stand on booty?
On the butt.
I mean, we all got it. Some are fairer than others.
But when you're looking at a lady, are you like, hello, butt?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
Do you like yams?
Demi yams.
I learned that from you guys. Yams.
Thank you so much.
Yams are fannies.
Let us teach you something.
Yeah, yams are fannies. We learned that
Welcome
Jack
to
Knight.
Your culture.
It's like a Thanksgiving callback.
Yeah. If someone was like, hey, check out them yams.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh.
I'd be like, oh, wow. What an observation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Those yams are tight, you might say.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, my God. Jason just left.
Oh, he vanished.
Wow. That is so crazy. Like, he just came in like a goddamn...
Like a nighthawk.
Like a goddamn bullet, and then fucking bulleted on out of here.
I was so glad he was here. That
it
was
would
amazing.
Be nice for
crazy.
A little goodbye.
Yeah.
Jason McAuliffe, okay, we'll great.
Wham, bam, thank you.
Right. I mean, I feel a little taken advantage of here, but he's a screenwriter. His name is Jason McAuliffe, and you can find him at McAuliffe, M-I-C-A-L-L-E-F, Jason. You know how to do that part. Anyway, should we take a little break? I mean, I want to go out and find him and just be like, bye, Felicia. You know what I mean?
O-M-F-G.
Building a website can be tough, and even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works good is a time-consuming affair. But the thing is, you probably need one anyway. A business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, whatever else. Well, lucky for us, there's Squarespace to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. Haven't heard of it? Well, go to squarespace.com and check it out. Heard a lot about Squarespace already? Well, how about the all-new Squarespace 7? Squarespace 7 comes with a newly designed interface and 15 new templates, but so much more, too. Think about Squarespace for work. It now integrates with Google Apps, so you can connect it to your Gmail, Google Drive for cloud storage, Google Forms for surveys on your site, and more. And if you need extra polish, Squarespace now has partnered with Getty Images, so you can take care of all your stock image needs in the same place you manage your site. And of course, all this comes with the classic Squarespace features. Beautiful design with simple and powerful interface. 24/7 support via live chat and email. Responsive design. Your website scales to look great on any device. Commerce. Every website comes with a free online store. And it's only $8 a month. And you get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code OMFG. That's OMFG to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for our show. We thank Squarespace for their support of our show. Squarespace, start here, go anywhere.
OMFG!
So, Kevin,
welcome back.
We are back.
Welcome.
Kevin Kimmel.
Welcome.
Thank
Welcome.
You so much.
How you doing?
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Tell us, what Charmed. YouTubers are you subscribing to?
YouTubers?
I mean, you're dialed in with your social media.
Hold on 1 second, Emily. Where is this boy from? Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles. I'm from here.
What the hell accent is that?
I don't know. Well, my dad's from New York and my mom's from Chicago.
That's it.
It's Chicago
so
a little bit.
I lived in Chicago for a few years, so.
That's what's happening.
But
that
I kind of had it before.
It.
Like, I can say orange.
Orange.
Car.
Yeah, you don't sound like you're from Los Angeles.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I get that.
I'm sorry.
It's a little nasally. You've got a twinge of the Midwest in there.
I'll take it, though.
Yeah, it's nice to be a little
off the book a little, you know?
Although it's a little bit like you moved to England and came back with a British accent.
Yeah, well, that's why I had to specify that I had it before I moved in Chicago.
Yeah, you got it from your mom.
You didn't want to be like, I'm all Nicki Minaj, you know?
Yeah, no
all
way.
Affected and shit. So, I'm sorry, Emily.
With a German accent.
Yeah. You were asking a nice question.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. So, what YouTubers?
YouTubers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you watch any of them? Do you like any of them?
I really don't. I mean...
But are you aware of them being involved in your social media?
Not necessarily.
No.
I don't really... YouTube for me now is just like crazy fights in the NBA. You know, or just
okay,
like...
Okay, fair enough. So, it's like a sport show.
Just like I've got like... Not necessarily. Like, I've got 3.5 minutes. Let's see what's going on.
Sure.
But so it's not like something I go on to. It's something I'm usually linked on to.
But there's, you know, there's people now who we all know, everyday people, who have become famous off of
YouTube.
Yeah, of
course, yeah.
So are there people maybe that you're kind of dialed into now that... We all don't know about.
Like, who are we talking? I don't even know who you guys are talking about.
Well, like
a Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Justin Bieber's from YouTube, and what's that one?
Miley Cyrus.
Jenna Marbles, that one girl.
Jenna Marbles, write it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Jenna Marbles, don't know her.
Okay, Jenna Marbles.
I wouldn't
but she's
put my name behind
a YouTuber.
That one.
Has she crossed
Kevin
over?
Kevin Kimmel.
Well, I once was at a Target. And she like has like a dog, I guess, in her videos.
Mm-hmm.
And they were selling like a plush stuffed animal version of her dog. And I would consider that making
that's famous.
It. That's making it right there.
Yeah. If your dog has a
if
doll.
If your dog is sold at Targets everywhere.
Yeah.
That's you've done it.
And who is she?
I couldn't tell you.
She sings?
No, she just talks about stuff. I don't really watch it. It's so, just someone who came to my mind.
I worked on a YouTube thing.
Okay.
So I happen to know who she is. I'm not a subscriber, but she is one of these people that will record in her house once a day
and
upload a video about like, oh my god, this is the crazy thing that I did and here's my dog and blah blah blah. It makes no sense.
Yeah. It's illogical and it's obviously a 4-hour recorded thing just strung together.
So you're
together.
Not watching this?
No. It was just a name.
But you did have the name.
I did have the name.
Pretty good.
I do have younger siblings, too.
Okay. Oh, how many siblings do you
have? Well, I have a stepbrother and stepsister.
Oh, okay.
And then I have a younger sister, but she's a baby.
How old is she?
Five months.
She's a legit baby.
Like a legitimate
baby.
Does she want to be on our show?
Yeah, because we want that younger. She is youth.
If you think she has anything to bring to the table, we should have her on.
She's pretty, I mean, she's, me and her aren't really talking.
Not yet.
Bad times. Totally get it. We won't talk about her anymore.
Oh my God.
Hey, man.
Welcome.
Hey, I'm back. I ran home and got my
Apple TV remote.
And so I just wanted you, to take a look at it. Now, there are.
So there's the two buttons.
No,
and this one says menu on it. It's the menu button.
Oh.
What? Why?
Because
I mean, I believe you. Why is the menu button back?
Like main menu.
Why isn't it back?
Jason, that does sound
because the back.
Logical.
The
it
back
does not,
button.
It sounds illogical.
The back button is rewind on that. It's a rewind button.
So
it
what?
Isn't
okay,
back.
But then what is this button? This center button.
Select.
Oh, Jesus,
he gets it.
You got any
pulse.
More remotes I can examine?
Well, that was. I mean. You changed my life.
Yeah. I know my way around it.
I've only seen
TV
one
remote.
Episode of every show that I watch.
And then everything gets shut down and you get into bed and
no idea.
Pull the covers over your head in defeat. Throw back a whiskey sour.
So menu is back.
Menu is not necessarily back, but it's menu.
It's menu.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason, I don't have an Apple TV, but I feel like you should have at least. There's three buttons on the whole goddamn thing. You should have attempted menu.
Excuse me. There are that center one is also a button meaning select.
Okay.
Menu to me means go to the menu.
Fine, but give it a shot. I mean, you've got one out of four.
You really can't like miss.
I mean, let's just have. I mean, before you shut the whole operation down.
Also, what I think the issue is what I do is I often just hit the same button like a lot,
hoping that
the sixth time it will work.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to judge that, but I'm going to judge that.
Thank you. Thank you. OMFG!
So I want to be the first probably to say this to you.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wow. It's the first of.
Yep.
First of a happy. Well, I've heard plenty a good New Year, but that's the first happy.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Very
happy.
And
it's happy. A relief.
Everyone was like, fuck you, yeah. New Year.
Yeah, good luck in New Year's, you know.
Nothing positive coming
Nothing
out of that.
Nothing positive.
Does a 21-year-old Kevin Kimmel make New Year's resolutions?
No, I don't. Because I don't ever really stick with them.
Coming in with a flannel in bedhead, I am not surprised.
I'm past that, I feel.
Oh. So what are some resolutions you've made in the past that just
I feel like the last time I did it was in fifth grade, and I was like, I'm not going to eat candy anymore. And then like 2 months later.
That sounds more like Lent.
Yeah, exactly.
Like what you're getting
It was a Lent. It was a Lent for me. That's what I'm saying. I was, 13, 12? Even younger than that. So
that's it?
That's it.
Done.
Fine.
I just know I'm not, I know that I won't stick to it.
He draws lines in the sand.
I draw the line.
Now, your papa, I mean, let's just put it out there real quick.
Let's just put that out.
Let's just deal with it, because actually who I feel your father is as I sit here with you is Adam Carolla.
Oh.
You're giving me Adam Carolla.
Me?
But for our listeners, just not to get confused, Kevin Kimmel's dad is Adam Carolla.
Yes.
Right. Is that?
I had to change my name.
I just am getting, there's something about you. Was Adam, your dad is Jimmy Kimmel, but was Adam an influence in your life?
I mean, he was always at the parties and all that stuff.
But he wasn't, putting you under his wing and,
he's not giving you Christmas presents?
No.
Was he giving you mangria?
No, I just turned 21 a few months ago.
Right, but you've always looked older, so.
Yeah.
What did you do for your 21st birthday, really quick?
My sister, who lives in Chicago, she flew in, and we went to
a bar. And she's your older sister.
She's 2 years older than me.
Okay. So you do have an older, because
I do.
We know you have many younger.
I do, yes.
So how old is she?
23.
Okay.
Yeah, I always have to count up by two.
Sure.
Got it. So she's your older sister. She flies in.
She flies in.
This is
in.
A big deal. It wasn't for my birthday, but
she happened to have flown in. I wanted to make her sound a little sweeter.
It did sound really sweet. I was really into it. Okay.
She had stuff to do in town, and then it was my birthday.
Okay.
Fine. So you guys go out.
Yes, we went to she and a bunch of her friends, and then me and a bunch of my friends. I was I'm the youngest in my group of friends, because I went to school a year later, and not later, I guess a year earlier.
Right. You were the youngest, so you're early.
So all my friends were 21 at that point, so it's now we can all go out, you know?
Yeah. And are they all tall? One. Is it just an aggressively tall?
No. Well, I do have one friend I mentioned before who is
6'7".
Who is inhuman. A monster of a man. But.
And he's an NBA star.
Yes, he's a legend.
Okay, great.
I would like to throw a couple names at you.
Just shoot.
Just going to give you some names.
Young
Emily
old.
And I want to know in your gut,
in mind,
your heart, in your penis.
What I, oh, wow.
Young wherever or it lands. Old.
Just what, okay.
Wherever it lands.
Bring it on.
Do you say young or old?
Or old.
Okay. Johnny Depp.
Young.
Whoa.
He's a younger guy. I mean, I know he's in his 50s,
no need.
50s, right?
Need. Let's just see where we land.
All right.
Ben Affleck.
He's a young guy.
Interesting. Oh. Okay. That's interesting.
Don Rickles.
I mean, he's an old guy. That gentleman is an old guy.
Rico Suave.
Older, right? I don't know the name, so I'm going to just assume because I don't know it.
That's fine.
Don't know it. Great. Yeah. The Olsen twins.
They're young, too.
Kate Middleton.
She's young.
Okay. Mark Ruffalo.
He's young. Yeah.
Interesting.
I feel like this wasn't what you were expecting.
Naomi Watts.
She is also in that category. I feel like once you go, white and your face is all wrinkly and stuff.
Okay, here's a question for you. Susan Sarandon.
In your penis.
She is young, but...
From your penis, please.
That, exactly. From my penis, she's young.
Oh.
But from a technical standpoint, She's so an old person. I feel like she's one of those people who is just a rare exception to the breed of human.
Okay, but on the same note, Helen Mirren.
Yeah, not to as
your,
much.
To your penis.
Not as much. I would say to my penis, she's old.
But she's got a banging body.
I feel sorry for saying that.
She's got a banging
body. I feel disrespectful, but she does... For Helen Mirren, she is banging.
Right. For Helen Mirren, for herself, she's banging.
Yeah. Just in comparison.
Just in comparison to any other Helen Mirren she could be, she's banging. Well, that's nice. I think you've actually given old people a lot of good feelings today.
So let's visit your phone.
Yeah.
I mean, my phone?
Yeah. Do you have it on you?
I do have it on
me. Would you be so kind?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Are you uncomfortable with that?
I mean,
is there anything sexy on there?
Not of me.
Or just of anyone?
No, I don't think so. No. Well, what are you going to do?
We were going to maybe look at some texts.
All right.
How do you feel?
Okay.
I guess I don't have a choice.
You seem pretty breezy about it. You know?
I feel like at this point,
happening.
What are you going to do?
I mean, we have the phone at this point. Yeah. Emily's already looking. I'm keeping eye contact with
you as
she looks through it.
There's some use of derogatory terms in there. That
Anything that's too derogatory?
Yeah.
Will we get arrested if we say it?
No.
Okay.
But berated is a better word for it.
Well, we'll see.
There'd be an uproar.
Well, one other question we wanted to ask you about your phone.
While you're looking. Emily.
I'm so nervous right now.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
It is absolutely. I don't know what's going on.
Tell them what we did.
We actually did this with each other just to see. It was absolutely terrifying.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
I'm actually panicking right now.
And we did too.
Yeah.
But we're still doing it
to
you.
Yeah,
That's the tough news,
is that
we felt it. We were like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. And we're continuing.
No.
But
what are you gonna do?
Well, it's happening. That's the whole thing.
What's going on in my life?
Do you set up a voicemail?
I don't remember. I think I did. It's very lackadaisical, though. Hi, this is Kevin. You reached my phone.
Well, that's good though, because I
hate hearing the do do do. We're sorry. But the message you were, you know, it's...
Well, that means that your phone is disconnected.
Oh, no, what's the voicemail?
Like, actually, my sister and I
used to
do
the number you were trying to call. No, that's also disconnected.
That's disconnected.
See, there you go, I duped you.
Yeah. That, what you're talking about is just like the person you're calling.
Yeah, like, the number you were trying to reach, 824,
you know? That's what it is.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, my sister and I used to do this thing
when we
were super broke, where... If somebody's phone was like the concept of being broke, it'd be like we were out to get a bite to eat or something, and it was like, "Can you pay for this?" And it was like, "No, because I'm da-na-na-na," which means just I have no money. Like that was like your phone's cut off, da-na-na-na.
Yeah.
Just in any situation meant like the money has dried up.
I'm like half listening to you and half still
terrified.
Freaking the hell out.
I know.
I'm so
trying
to.
Okay, let's just start.
Cool. It's pretty sweet. I've learned so much about cameras, it's crazy.
That's ideal.
Trevor?
Yes.
Nice.
Who's the band on JKL tonight?
Sorry, dog. No idea. I'm in Venice, Italy.
Yeah.
Boom. And then I send a link.
The song Every Time killed me.
It's so funny, right?
So good.
What link was that?
Hey, dude.
Oh, now I remember.
Had a little snafu with my car, but I'm on my way. Will you let that's what it says. Will you let one of the fucks in charge in on my situation?
Looks like you and I are now friends with Big Boobs McGee on Facebook.
Yeah.
Another beautiful day in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Who's Big Boobs McGee?
Who isn't Big Boobs McGee?
What do
you
mean by that?
I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
Back.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to look up that group real quick.
Kevin, tell the people.
The people.
Where they can find you.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I've got the Twitter.
Go ahead.
At Kevin Kimmel.
At Kevin Kimmel.
Simple. I like to keep it simple.
No problem. You're tweeting. You're having
back.
Fun out there.
Yeah, I like to think so.
On the Twittersphere.
Are you taking selfies?
No.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Do you have any girlfriends?
I do. I have a girlfriend.
You do?
I have one.
How's it going?
Good. Great. Been together for 6 years.
What?
Yeah. You were like 12 when you got together.
15.
Oh my gosh. What's her name?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
That was fun.
That was me.
That's really great.
Cute. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, that's it. We did
the
it.
People.
The
there
people.
You go.
That's where they find you. Thanks so much for being on, Kevin.
Yeah,
such
of course.
A pleasure.
Thanks for your youth.
Yeah.
And you know what? I feel like you went ham.
Oh, well, thank you. You both went ham as well.
Oh, well.
Jason so went much. Ham too, but
he
a should. Little too
he
ham.
He went ham ham.
A little too ham.
He double hammed.
Ham ham.
Ham squared.
Hamster.
Bye.
Bye.
OMFG.
Wow. So Kevin Kimmel came in strong. We learned a lot. One thing that we learned is how to use our Apple TV remotes,
yeah,
which
was
really
technical,
huge.
Technical expertise he brought to the game.
You know what? I really appreciate that because honestly, my parents ask me all the time how to use certain devices, and it is really hard to explain, which Kevin demonstrated, but it's also true, like, hello, just try the menu button.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say it for Jason, you know, the menu button does seem like there's simply like maybe 4 buttons all total on that little itty bitty.
It's so little and
so
itty bitty.
And
it's
silver so and petite. And I think he should have given it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what maybe we learned as old people, you know.
Just give it a shot. Just
you know,
try it.
Give
Don't
that,
be afraid.
Give that last button a try.
We also learned that Jenna Marbles is a YouTuber.
Don't know her.
Don't care. We also learned that Nicki Minaj is doing something interesting in her latest video with the Nazis.
Something suspect.
I'm a little sus on this.
I'm sus too.
I like her yams, but I'm not sure I am signed up for this. Sounds like she's going ham.
She sounds like she's going ham. Her yams are on fleek, but we have to sus it out and see if it's sus.
A very good point.
Before we make any conclusions up.
Ham is hard as a motherfucker. Which I feel like we should have known.
Well, I feel like the thing that's confusing is we're missing that second A that everyone seems really comfortable like just throwing over their shoulder.
Yeah, it's like an acronym needs to represent every letter of the thing you're trying to say, but
ideally,
in this case it doesn't. So
yeah, so there's that.
There's that. Also, we learned that voicemails are for assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Outgoing messages
mm-hmm.
are for assholes.
They're so over. It's so lame.
And I think that was pretty much it.
It was it. I mean, he was a delight.
Such a sweet guy. I mean,
yeah.
I have hopes and dreams for him.
Right.
And I hope that
good
he does,
too. Good
size
to him. Nice nice height and girth.
There's not a thing he can't do. So glad he was here with us today.
Me too.
Follow us on at OMFGpod.
Yeah. And I'm Deanna Rayfield. You can find me at Deanna Rayfield. And you can find...
I'm at Frida Foster, which is my middle name.
See, that's so confusing.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, everyone, for following me. At Frida Foster. Spelled F-R-E-D-A, which is even more confusing. But look, it was my grandmother's name. Let's just
It's a beautiful name.
And you can find us here next week. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
OMFG!
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 Pop. Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.